From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. It's a deadly day in Iraq, where the death toll has risen to 59 in a series of attacks. A string of roadside bombs targeted Iraqi police and at least one judge west of Baghdad. In the Iraqi capital, Shiite worshippers leaving Friday prayer services were killed by car and motorcycle bombs. Those occurred outside the mosque. The attacks follow recent raids by U.S. and Iraqi forces targeting members of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Two of their top leaders were recently killed. In the Gulf of Mexico, there's still no sign of those missing since Tuesday's explosion and fire aboard an oil rig off the Louisiana coast, as concerns mount about leaking oil. Eileen Fleming with member station WWNO says the U.S. Coast Guard has its hands full.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry says hope is fading that the 11 workers could be rescued alive. The platform exploded Tuesday night and sank 36 hours later. Relatives say they're bracing for the worst. Meantime, environmental groups are warning there could be disastrous consequences from oil leaking at the site. Spokesman for platform operator Transocean of Houston and BP, which contracted the drilling rig, say they aren't sure where oil seen on water above the wreckage is coming from. Underwater robots are checking the sunken rig. Some fear as much as 336,000 gallons of crude could be seeping into the Gulf. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Greece says it needs cash immediately. It's asking the International Monetary Fund and the European Union to activate a massive bailout package. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, the head of the IMF says it'll act quickly to put things in motion.
The official notification was sent to the European Commission in Brussels just within the last hour. Here's spokesman Amadeo Altafitardio as he was handed the document at the podium. He speaks here through an interpreter.
So I can confirm that the request has just arrived.
It reads that Greece is asking to activate the 30 billion euro loan agreed to in March by the other 15 countries that also use the euro, the so-called Eurogroup. Another 10 billion euros is expected to be added by the International Monetary Fund, and the plan is expected to stretch out over 3 years. However, more details on how that will work are not yet clear because the EU IMF team only arrived in Athens on Wednesday to start ironing it out. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The latest check on the U.S. economy shows a drop in orders for durable goods. The Commerce Department says they were down 1.3% last month, but excluding the volatile transportation sector, orders rose a strong 2.8%. Analysts say U.S. factories are benefiting from sales overseas and businesses spending more. Teachers will be walking the picket lines again today in one Southern California school district. They're upset over pay cuts being imposed in the Capistrano Unified School District in Orange County. Officials say nearly two-thirds of students were out yesterday. This is NPR News. March Madness is getting bigger. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the NCAA is expanding its field of teams for college basketball's championship tournament.
$10.8 billion, the value of the new deal between CBS and Turner Broadcasting, is a big number. But for college basketball fans, the bigger number announced Thursday was 68. That's the number of teams proposed in the new plan, an expansion of just three from the current field. There'd been talk and some criticism about the men's tournament possibly expanding to 96 teams. NCAA officials and representatives from CBS and Turner say there's flexibility in the new 14-year deal to accommodate expansion beyond 68. If that happens. The NCAA Board of Directors meets next week to review the plan. Starting next year, every tournament game through the second round will be televised nationally on Turner Cable Networks, TBS, TNT, and True TV, and on CBS, which has carried the tournament by itself since 1982. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
In Australia, the fire chief criticized for his response to last year's deadly wildfires in the country's southeast is resigning. Russell Reese says he's stepping down to allow someone else to make operational changes. Reese has come under sharp criticism from Australia's Bushfires Royal Commission, which has been investigating the February 2009 wildfires that killed more than 170 people. In an interim report, the commission concluded that Reese did not become actively involved in fighting the fires, even when the scope of them became clear. In the commission's words, there was no one person in charge. Those wildfires raged across southeastern Australia amid hot, dry conditions. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.